Time and change for tonight, or
you know, I don't know. You're with? I don't know. Like, it's kind of jumbled today, but you know, we'll see what happens when we get here. I'm sure we'll have some meetings about it. So you know, we'll see what happens when game time comes.
Are you playing center tonight?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay, that helps in that regard. What does it mean to you to get back in and just to keep getting a chance to get comfortable and as things build up during the preseason?
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, you know, to get in games and get more comfortable, it's. It's definitely a lot different than junior, so it's good to get in games and, you know, get more comfortable each and every day, and, you know, practices also help as well. So, you know, it's been good so far. So, just want to continue to build off that for sure.
Obviously, there's an adjustment from junior to playing with pros, and especially as the preseason gets deeper. For you, do you find yourself thinking a lot about the adjustments that you have to make, or is it pretty natural when you're out there?
It's pretty natural. Once you get on the ice, it's. It just kind of comes naturally. That's you know, kind of what you try to, you know, strive for. It's all instinctual. So for the most part, it's just go out there, play your regular game. You know, obviously, be conscious of certain things, different times during the game. You know, do certain things, but for the most part, it's mostly instinctual.
So when you think about those key things at key times in the game, what's your focus right now? Are you working on the defensive side of the game?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is, you know, being reliable defensively, you know, being patient in the defensive zone, not trying to, you know, always jump to the offensive zone like what I would have done in junior. But it's definitely a change. But you know, if you stick to it and you work at it in practice, you work on it during every game, you get better and better at it each day.
We've heard Claude talk about players needing to earn the trust of the coach in terms of being able to be reliable and play in all situations. What do you have to do to earn the trust of the coach?
You know, obviously every part of the game, you got to be reliable. You got to be reliable defensively. As a centerman, you got to be reliable in the face-off dot, and you know, for the most part, you just got to, you know, be an honest player. You know, play on both sides of the puck, play a 200-foot game, and that's basically what you got to do.
One of the things we hear from players who are offensive-minded is that typically the chances will come if you're doing things right at the other end of the ice. Is that something that you've seen from your experience in junior and something that you can have a kind of a trust in of yourself?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a huge thing to, you know, when you're patient defensively, you know, things are going to come offensively. And that's the thing that I'm working on right now. Each and every game, I try to get better at it and try to be more patient defensively, not try to jump too quick to, you know, get a chance or something like that. I just try to be patient and, you know, wait for my spot to come and then take it, and, you know, not try to force it too much.
Is it all a kind of a burden that you had such a great preseason, your first time here and so many points, because everybody's going, well, gee, you got all those points a couple of years ago, and, you know, that kind of thing. Do you have to kind of put that aside and just play the game?
Yeah, exactly. It's not about the points. It's about the team succeeding. That's the biggest thing. If you're playing good D, if you're winning face-offs, if you're, you know, getting chances, if you're, you know, blocking shots, that's what the game's all about. It's about the team, and it's about doing whatever it takes to help the team win. So, you know, the points will come if you play an honest game, but you don't want to focus on that at all.
We're about midway through the preseason here, hitting the midway mark. Where do you feel you're at?
You know, I feel I've been getting better each and every game. I feel more comfortable. I feel more, you know, more aware of what it's like, and I feel confident. I think I just got to continue to build off that and, you know, continue to go, you know, to continue to progress upwards.
Heard of playoff beards? I don't think I've ever heard of preseason beard. What's that all about?
I don't think I've ever grown a beard. I just get the peach fuzz, so nothing. I never usually get any beard comments, just because I'm, you know, I don't grow too much.
You must be getting some comments from the guys.
No one really notices, just because it's, you know, some guys can grow pretty mean beards. I don't think anyone even notices the peach fuzz that I get.
So it's a good luck thing for you or not?
I just haven't really noticed it. Usually when it starts to annoy me, I'll shave it off.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.